In this Windows Server App Fabric video, we will discuss security in a non-domain setting. Windows App Fabric security leverages Windows security accounts and groups. App Fabric maps these Windows security principles into IIS and .NET framework security concepts, which in turn map to SQL Server security using login names and database roles. In this video, we will see how the App Fabric security model integrates all of the supporting technologies to help provide a secure environment for your application. Windows Server App Fabric security starts with a paradigm of conceptual roles. These roles are used to conceptually allocate users and their appropriate permission levels while designing your security architecture. You can use the three conceptual App Fabric security roles to help map physical users to Windows security groups and SQL Server database roles. You start modeling your security solution by classifying your users into one of three logical App Fabric security roles: administrators, observers, or users. These three security roles carry specific permissions to support administrators, observers, and users, respectively. You can compare using the App Fabric conceptual security roles to creating a simple logical flowchart at the beginning of developing a computer program. By completing the logical design first, the physical implementation is an easier and more fluid process. You can take the users assigned to each role and map them to Windows security accounts and to SQL Server database roles. Administrators are the highest level of permissions within App Fabric. Users in the administrator's conceptual role manage or control running applications and system services to help applications run. Users in the observer's conceptual role are those who can view properties and information of running applications. Members of the user group are IIS application pool identities of the web applications and services that are managed by App Fabric. When designing your security architecture, you will organize user and group accounts to have the appropriate access and permissions based upon their membership in these conceptual roles. App Fabric conceptual roles map to Windows security groups and principles. The IIS iUsers, AS administrators, and AS observer groups are created during IIS and App Fabric installation on the local computer. Let's look at each of them now. The AS administrators group is created on your behalf by the App Fabric setup. Its users map to the administrator's conceptual role. Any user that needs to do App Fabric administrative duties needs to be in this group. Users in this group have access to both the monitoring and persistence databases. The local AS observers group is created on your behalf, again by App Fabric setup. Any user assigned to this group will be granted the privileges described for the observer's conceptual role. Like the AS administrators group, users in this group will have access to both the monitoring and the persistence databases. The IIS iUsers group is not created by App Fabric. Rather, IIS creates this Windows security group during its setup process and populates it dynamically at runtime with all of its application pool identities. Within SQL Server, this group has permission to persist data and emit tracking information. Any identity used for an application pool will be a member of this group. Unlike the AS administrators and AS observers groups, these users will only have permissions in the persistence database. The App Fabric System Services, Event Collection Service, and Workflow Management Service automate App Fabric management tasks such as collecting events and recovering instances after a system failure or restart. The App Fabric setup designates the NT Authority Local Service as the login account for the Event Collection Service and Workflow Management Service. During setup, the ECS and WS service accounts are made members of the localhost AS Administrator's Local Security Group. This ensures that all the App Fabric system services have the proper permissions to carry out their operations. The App Fabric Event Collection Service and App Fabric Workflow Management Service run as the NT Authority Local Service account. However, you will not see this account in the AS Administrators group. If you look in the AS Administrators group, we'll see instead what's called the Per Service SID. The reason is there are many services that run as local service, so if NT Authority Local Service was added to a group, all services that run in that account would have permissions for that group. To remedy this, Windows uses the Per Service SID concept. Thus, these services are represented as NT Service App Fabric Event Collection Service and NT Service App Fabric Workflow Management Service instead of NT Authority local service account. After you install AppFabric Hosting, you will need to run the configuration wizard to set up the SQL Server login names and database roles. The configuration creates the following login accounts in SQL Server. The AS Administrator's login name is assigned to the SQL Server database roles that are needed to administer persistence and monitoring databases. The AS Observer's login name is assigned to the SQL Server database roles that are needed to observe, but not to administer, these databases. The IIS iUser's login name is assigned to the SQL Server database roles needed for any applications that run under this login account to access the persistence database at runtime. Now let's take a look at the configuration and functionality of SQL Server roles in the AppFabric monitoring and persistence databases. Note that these roles exist both at the local and domain security model. So if you move to a web forum and have more than one AppFabric server connecting to a shared database, these roles will still be defined and be applicable in the same manner. Let's first look at the roles for the monitoring database. The AS Monitoring DB Admin role allows you to read from event views and invoke purge and archive stored procedures. As you can see, AS Administrators is a role member here. The AS Monitoring DB Reader role allows you to read from event views. And as you can see, the AS Administrators and AS Observers groups are members of this role. The AS Monitoring DB Writer role is used to write staging tables and invoke import procedures. The AS Administrators group is a member of this role. Now let's take a look at the database roles within the persistence database. The Workflow Administrator's role enqueues control commands into the store's command queue. The AS Administrators group is a member of this role. The Workflow Managed Service User's role dequeues control commands from the stored command queue. The AS Administrators group is a member of this role as well. The Instance Store Observer's role is used to read from instance store views. The AS Administrators and AS Observers are members of this role. The Instance Store User's role is used to invoke stored procedures that pertain to persistence. Role members here are ISI users. And finally, the Workflow Activation User's role is used to query the instance store for workflow instances that can be activated. The AS Administrators group is a member of this role. In this video, we looked at the security model of AppFabric from the viewpoint of a local single server installation. We looked at AppFabric Windows groups and how they map to SQL Server logins. These logins exist in SQL Server roles, which map to permissions or rights within the monitoring and persistence databases.